Hey, don't you get the feeling that election year Thanksgivings are just getting more and more exciting? The conversation's more spirited, the marketplace of ideas is playing out by the gravy, everyone is ready to explode at each other and go home early, and hey, you'll get the house cleaned and get to bed at a decent hour. But if you're hoping for a less thrilling Thanksgiving, one where people are just coming together and telling each other how grateful they are and having a big dinner and several slices of pie, we've got a show for you this weekend. You can save the arguments for Black Friday. America's Test Kitchen pops in with an incredibly simple way to make gravy. Kristen McGlory, the collector of genius recipes, is here to help you build a dessert safety net, just in case. And we have an anthropologist explaining why your pumpkin pie is almost literally a miracle. But our first guest is the hardest working woman in food show business. To know Carla Hall is to love her, even if knowing her just means you watched her on Top Chef or The Chew. She's got a new book called Carla Hall Soul Food about the two different sides of soul food, and she's here with me today. Carla!
Francis!
It is so great to have you here. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
So your new book, congratulations, is called Carla Hall Soul Food, Every Day and Celebration. So
yes.
The subtitle is key. What are some of the celebration foods in your family these days? And are they different than what you grew up with?
No, they're actually the same. They are smothered chicken, maybe not so much pork now as it was when I was growing up, because there was always some ham. But I still love ham, but my sister and brother-in-law don't eat ham, but I still love a beautiful glazed ham. Mm. And mac and cheese, candied yams, rolls for sure. Whenever we have Thanksgiving and Christmas, you know, I make rolls and the family loves it. Lots of desserts, pecan pie, caramel cake, coconut cake, triple lemon layer cake.
That's a lot of cake.
That's a lot of cake. It's a lot of cake.
And these are dishes, are they dishes that, you know, you've had in your family for generations, or are you sort of adding to the list?
Most of those are the things that we grew up eating that everyone expects. My sister will always say, every Thanksgiving, every Christmas, let's have something healthy.
Yeah.
And I remember one Thanksgiving, she was saying, okay, let's do Thanksgiving at your house. I'm like, okay, fine. But I can't cook because I'm working at the Washington Club and we have a big dinner that day and I just won't have time to cook. So you can bring the food to my house.
Okay.
She said, I want vegetables. I'm like, okay. So that morning she comes with a grocery bag of vegetables. And I'm like, where's the other food? And there was nothing. I mean, there was nothing. And I'm like, what are we going to eat? So I went back to my job and raided the refrigerator, got the food that I had prepared for an event, and then brought it back home. And that was Thanksgiving dinner.
Well, I'm sure it was delicious, but then like people show up the next day and be like, we're 20 portions short.
No, we had already eaten that food, so it was all leftovers. But,
okay, that's cool.
It was cool. But I was like, what was lost in translation about you cooking and bringing the food over and then coming in with a grocery bag of raw ingredients?
But actually, it's interesting here. Like, I love that idea of eating vegetables on Thanksgiving because, let's face it, it's a harvest festival, right? So,
yes.
Like, there actually should be a lot that represents the harvest and not just starches and we all love that stuff, the mashed potatoes, the turkey and all that stuff. But I keep thinking about the distinction that you make in your book, the subtitle, Every Day in Celebration, in connection with the title being Soul Food. Because I feel like I didn't grow up with soul food, but everything I understood about soul food, everything I thought soul food was, the stereotypes of soul food, were kind of all based on the idea that celebration foods actually became everyday foods.
Right. But when you're growing up, you can't afford to eat that food every day. And also, historically, those foods weren't available every day. Maybe you had, you decided to kill your chicken that you needed for eggs one time a year, and you might fry it. As people became more affluent and they could afford more of those foods, they started having them more frequently, and they had them every day. And those were the dishes that everyone loved. So when restaurants popped up, you know, if you have a restaurant, you're going to, of course, make the foods that were celebration foods, because this is when you're bringing other outsiders to the table.
Sure.
And you want to attract them with all of this fat and salt and heaviness and starches, and because people love it. Exactly. Yeah. What you said. But were people actually eating like that every day? Absolutely not.
Right.
And that's why I really wanted to make the distinction with the everyday foods and the celebration foods.
Yeah. So let's get to the everyday part. So much of your book is about vegetables.
Yes.
So much of your book is about lighter eating, but not in a, okay, here's for your diet plan.
Exactly. I mean, I didn't want to have a diet book. I wanted to have foods that were just as delicious. And one of the turning points in the book, one of the dishes that I took, which is stewed tomatoes and okra, which is hugely popular, you know, around the table. And most of my Southern friends, that's one of their favorite dishes. And I said, okay, let me take that dish and lighten it up. Well, one, because I don't really like okra.
You heard it here.
You heard it here. And I have six recipes with okra in the cookbook. So if I don't like something, I think of how can I make it? Why don't I like it? I don't like it because it's slimy.
Okay.
So how am I going to treat it so that it isn't slimy? And I think that's why a lot of people don't like okra.
Mm-hmm.
So the recipe with the stewed tomatoes and the roasted okra, that was my answer to the stewed tomatoes and okra. And I make this very brothy soup with tomatoes and onions and garlic and all of these aromatics and bay leaves. And then I roast the okra rounds until they're charred. And then put it into the soup as it is in a bowl, not before. The okra permeates the broth and it becomes this exact taste, I think, as stewed okra and tomatoes. But the textures are palatable for me.
Yeah.
And so it's a very light dish. It's a very quick dish. And you can have it in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So those are the kinds of dishes that I'm making.
Yeah.
For every day.
But now it's time to celebrate.
Yes.
Because it's Thanksgiving.
It's exactly right.
What's new on your Thanksgiving table?
So the new thing that's on my Thanksgiving table that we didn't do when I was growing up, we always had yeast rolls. And they're, of course, potato rolls. But why not put sweet potatoes in them?
Oh.
Make them sweet potato rolls. And
look,
so now they're this beautiful color and they are slightly sweeter and they have
moisture, maybe?
The moisture, yes. And the thing about the rolls, I call them squishy rolls.
Huh.
So you just underbake them slightly so that they kind of stick to the roof of your mouth. Like taking that whole roll and it's sticking to the roof of your mouth. And I love it so much. Yes.
Okay, so sweet potato squishy rolls.
Sweet potato squishy rolls and a baked chicken. And I'm saying baked chicken, but instead of the chicken that's in the book, you can do this with turkey.
Okay.
So you have your turkey pieces.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer dark meat.
Okay, so not the whole shebang.
Not the whole shebang. Maybe there's only a small group of people, mm-hmm. so you don't want to cook the whole turkey.
Sure.
So turkey wings, turkey legs, turkey thighs.
Next.
And yes, oh my God, let's bring in the next.
Come on, girl, soul food.
Come on. Okay, you know a little bit about soul food. You're going to take all of that. You're going to take loads of onions, really thinly sliced, garlic. You're going to marinate the meat in some paprika, a little bit of cayenne pepper, some thyme. You're going to just marinate all of that. And then you're going to put everything in a roasting pan.
Uh-huh.
Or if you have a huge like Dutch oven,
sure.
that you want to just put everything in there. But it has to be flat. The pieces can't be stacked on each other.
Okay, sure.
So you take that, a little bit of chicken stock or turkey stock. And if you want some chilies or habanero because you want a little more spice, you can put that in there too. You put the lid on, and then you let that baby cook slowly until all of that moisture and the juices from the turkey and the chicken stock and the onions and everything sort of becomes one, and you just nurse it until it is just falling off the bone.
Yeah.
And then you take the turkey, you take the skin off, and you just pull it, and then you mix it in that sauce, and that becomes this beautiful, saucy, pulled turkey yumminess,
yeah.
that all goes on top of your stuffing.
Yeah.
Right? And there's no dry turkey situation with this.
And you have a stuffing, a dressing that you like also.
I do. So one of the ones that, and actually this is new, and I haven't tried this with my family before, and this is spoon bread stuffing.
Mm.
You know spoon bread, where you take cornmeal and eggs and egg whites and you just whip it all together?
Like grits, but baked.
Exactly. That's such a good analogy. I never really thought about it that way because I just love having grits in their own category.
Yeah.
But I thought, what if you use the poultry seasoning? So instead of having your separate cornbread that you have to make for your dressing,
right,
you do it all at once. So you have
sure.
the cornmeal and the poultry seasoning, and then you have the corn and you have the eggs, and you just stir all of this together and you have the milk and everything. And then you put this in your baking dish and you bake it, and then boom, it's not this two-step process.
And then you just pour that smothered turkey all over it.
Yes.
That sounds
oh
really
my
good.
Gosh, I'm so hungry.
Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you for having me. This is so much fun.
It was a pleasure. Carla Hall's new book is Carla Hall's Soul Food. You can find those recipes she talked about, sweet potato rolls, spoon bread dressing, and baked chicken with pan gravy, you know, the one she said you can do with turkey, at splendidtable.org.